message.
We always know what we want, even if it's buried deep beneath the surface of our daily interactions. We are incessantly reminded through every experience. Every experience and every interaction is something that we receive, allow, and embrace, or something that we resist, avoid, and exclude. They are all indications of our soul's desire. Even negative experiences are clues. We cannot know what we do not want without also knowing what we do want, even if it is at an unconscious level. Now, let me restate that to make it clearer in case you lost the logic in that translation. If you know what you do not want, then at some level, you also know what you do want. The greatest lie that we tell ourselves is, I don't know. Someone asks what we want and we say, I don't know. That is a lie. It may be a lie that we are telling ourselves, but it is not the truth. We may well be very unclear about what we want, but that simply means that we have not taken a moment to dig underneath the surface. Sometimes the menu is just too large and we do not want to confine ourselves to specific for fear that we are not choosing the right thing or we're forgetting something, etc. So without much thought, we just shut it down with, I don't know. It is almost an unconscious reflex for most people. How do I know this? Because if I were to ask you what you do not want, what you can no longer tolerate, I guarantee that you would have no trouble telling me. When asked what they wish to eliminate, most people, if permitted, can go on for a while with quite a list. If you're feeling stuck, if you are feeling unclear, which many people are, here is one of the ways that you can unlock that door and enable your inner wisdom to come forth. Get out a piece of paper, and on the left side of that paper, write a list of the things that you do not want, can no longer tolerate, and wish to eliminate. And once you've completed that list, return to the top of the page and start a new column on the right side of the paper, just going line by line. If I do not want this, what do I want? Just play the opposites. I don't want a partner that is shy. Well, that means I want a partner that is outgoing. I can no longer tolerate driving in traffic. Well, that means that I want to telecommute and work at home or work in an office closer to home. I want to eliminate meat. That means that I want to be a vegetarian or a pescatarian. If you do this exercise with all of the areas of your life in which you are experiencing discomfort, you will begin to discover greater clarity. The more that you do, the greater the flow of your inner wisdom. It will just come flowing forth. It is like you are unlocking a vault filled with buried treasure. It has been in there just waiting for you to let it out. The universe is always working on our behalf. Discomfort is a tap from the universe telling us that something is out of alignment with that which we desire. It's providing an opportunity for us to look underneath the hood and to adjust and recalibrate so that we do not create more of the same. We simply have to decide. Are we going to utilize that nudge that is being offered to access our inner wisdom or not? This does come with a caveat. Once you open that door and you're clear about what you want, you cannot unsee it. That means that you have to do something about it. You have been rewarded a great opportunity, but you have to take the steps within your power to move toward or create the changes that you desire. Not doing so, that comes with a cost. What started as a tap, that becomes a nudge, then a tug, then a punch, and eventually a kick in the ass. Here's the question. Is the pain of where you are greater than the discomfort of what it's going to take to move you out of it?